back at Welch Stadium. Quick updates real quick. Emporia State Women's Soccer playing at Emporia High tonight. They are leading Nebraska Kearney 4-0. Hadley Lowe with two goals for East State. Hannah Woolery with a goal. And Allie Koash with a goal for the Lady Hornets. And final from Orangeburg, Missouri, Emporia State falls 3-1 in volleyball. Topeka High will start with the ball to start quarter number three as Emporia High won the toss and they elected to receive. Quinn Dold will be back momentarily as the clock about to expire. Next week, in the next 2 weeks, Emporia High will be on the road. Next week, doesn't get any easier. Emporia High heading to Manhattan. And Manhattan in a dogfight tonight at Washburn Rule. So we'll be at Manhattan next week. Then 2 weeks from tonight, be a rare 4 o'clock game at Wichita East. And here's a quick update from our other, the other game happening in the Centennial League. Junction City is leading Bishop Carroll 27-0. Bishop Carroll could be 1-3 in a dangerous team in 5A West.
Yeah, very dangerous team. They always are, but Junction City really taking it to them, and it's going to be a fun one when we go to Junction later this year.
Junction will be week 8, so that's a month away. We'll be at Manhattan next week, Wichita East, then we'll be back here 3 weeks from tonight with Washburn Rule. It does not get any easier, folks, after tonight, but Emporia High has 24 minutes of football, and they want to try to get win number one for Coach Caden Glensman, and they want to win this season. They want to get a win, but Emporia High with a 10-6 advantage moving from right to left, from south to north. Alex Alamang's kick is an over-ended kick. And here's Sanders at the 5 near side. 10 cutting to the far side, 15. Sanders to the 20, 25, 30. Uh-oh, burst of feed. Sanders 40 to the 45, 50. Oh, my. He's got two blockers to beat. And he is going to be down the near sideline. And Topeka High gets a 95-yard touchdown return from the freshman Courtney Sanders. And Topeka High takes an early 12-10 lead with 11:42 to play in quarter number three.
Yeah, he just flat out outran Emporia, outmaneuvered them. He just outran them. He's faster than them, and he just got around them. There's nothing much to it. He didn't have to make any really spectacular moves, cut back up the field, but just that pure sheer speed that Topeka High has.
And now Topeka High is bringing out the offense to go for two as Sanders with a 95-yard return. He was at the 5-yard line. I know that, Quindold, because then he cut to the far side. Then he was cutting towards the middle, cut towards the near side, and found a hole. And Topeka High will go for two as they will bring out Zane Smith and the offense. As it Smith in the gun. Murph the back, receiver each side. As Emporia High, a special teams. Whoa, here's Murph, handoff. And Murph, he's going to be denied, but he shoves forward, and he is in for the two-point conversion. And Topeka High, with a special teams touchdown, takes the lead right out of the halftime break. They lead it 14-10, 11:42 to play in quarter number three. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, now what can Emporia High do to answer that special teams touchdown, Quinn Dold? Topeka High up 14-10, 11:42 to play in quarter number three.
Yeah, they've had their fair share of special team woes this year. We see another one to start the second half, but we got Calvin Seeley down there at the 10-yard line. See if we can get the ball in his hands, see what he can do with this return.
Topeka High, most points they've scored this season, 19 in week two. And this is Seeley, far side, 15, 20, 25, 30. Uh-oh, Calvin versus speed. He's back to the 36-yard line. And Calvin gets a return of 21, and Emporia High takes over. First and 10, own 36. And remember, they started on their own 36, and I believe that resulted in a touchdown.
Yeah,
and it looks like a 64-yard drive.
Looks like Calvin took a big hit there, a little bit shaken up. He's standing up. Just looks like he got the wind knocked out of him, but very explosive return there.
Sheldon Stewart and company back out after the 95-yard kickoff return from the freshman Courtney Sanders. First and 10 Emporia High at their own 36, moving from right to left, south to north. There go Sheldon Stewart, and they had a little trickery. Ryland Crowell, the back to the left of Sheldon. Sheldon Stewart, quick pitch to Ryland here, left side. Ryland, forward progress up to the 37, and Ryland gets one on first and 10.
Not a bad decision to start off with a run, which they really couldn't get established much in the first half. Now let's see if they elect to pass it, which they were really good in the first half passing.
Calvin Seely is back in at receiver. Daniel Gardner's in there, an empty backfield. Javen Arndt and Calvin Seely far side. Ryland Crowell here near side. Madden Seidel tight end right. Ryland Crowell now in motion to the far side. Sheldon rolling to the right. Sheldon going to keep it. 35. Sheldon still moving. He's still loose. 45. 50. Sheldon still loose and gets out of bounds at the Topeka High 41. And Sheldon gets 22 on second down and 8.
Amazing job there by Sheldon. Another RPO by Emporia, which they love doing, by the way. He just took off and saw the open field in front of him, got to the sideline for an extremely nice game.
Give him 23. They gave him to the Topeka High 40. Minute 11 into the third quarter. Topeka High up 14-10, but the Spartans looking to answer here. Calvin Seely, Javen Arndt, receivers far side. Daniel Gardner, tight end left. Madden Seidel, tight end right. Ryland Crowell, the back to the left of Sheldon Stewart. Seely in motion. They will pick another run pass option. Sheldon Stewart keeps it up the middle to the 37. Give him 3 on first and 10.
And the run game, not much going in the first half, but Sheldon didn't really run the ball very well in the first half or much at all. But this half, showing what he can do with his legs.
So they gave him 3. It's second down and 7 for the Spartans at the Topeka High 37. Ball in between the hashes. Sheldon Stewart huddling around the power E here at Welch. Seely and Gardner, receivers far side. Javen Arndt near side. Madden Seidel tight end right. Ryland Crowell the back to the right of Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon rolling to the far side. Sheldon airs it out looking, and it's nearly picked, and it is picked. Isaiah Kincaid, Caden Glinsman was new about Kincaid, and Kincaid picks off Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon picked off for the second time tonight, and the Spartans turn the ball over, and Topeka High will take over first and 10 at their own 28 with 9:59 to play in quarter number 3. Spartans down 14-10.
And like that first interception, another ill-advised there throw there from Sheldon, throwing it into double, maybe even triple coverage to see if he can get the first down. But he had a man open short, but elected to throw it past him into that Topeka defense.
Now the Spartan defense back out for the first time in this second half. Zane Smith in the gun, two receivers far side, one near side. Here's Smith far side, hauled in by Norman. Forward progress up to the 30. Actually, Kincaid made the catch. Kincaid gets 2 on first and 10.
Nice job there to get the tackle early on Kincaid. Not something we saw a lot in the first half, getting early tackles for short gains for Emporia.
Second down and 8 for Emporia for Topeka High at their own 30. Ball left hash. Zane Smith in the gun, two receivers far side, one near side. Smith going to air out looking for Norman. Norman holding in, tiptoes to the 40, and gets up to the 43-yard line. Give him 13 and a first down.
Just a nice pass there. He threw it right at the break for Norman. And right when Norman looked up, the ball was arriving. Really nice execution there for Topeka High for that first down.
They move it up to the 44, so it's a 14-yard reception for Norman. And it's first and 10, Topeka High at their own 44. 9:09 to play here, third quarter. Topeka High leads at 14-10. Spartans looking for their first win over the Trojans since September 4th, 2009. Dane Smith, high snap on first and 10. He'll keep it left side, 45, up to the 48-yard line. Two Spartans in there. Looks like Telfer and Perry in on the stop. Give Smith five on the option. And second down and five coming up for T. High from their own 49.
He really found the open space in another small chunk for T. High, which they did a really good job of that in the first half. Emporia needs to stop them.
Timeout Topeka High. They burned an early timeout in half number one. They will burn one here with 8:20 to play here in quarter number three with a 14-10 lead. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Welch Stadium, can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on X or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Second down and five, and it's hauled in. Or was it, did it touch the ground? Kincaid hauled it in into Emporia High territory for four, and it's third down and one. Quinn Dole.
Let's see how Emporia responds to small chunk plays to make it a third and one. I think Topeka High might elect to run it, but Emporia needs to get a stop here and get the ball back.
Third down and one, Topeka High at the Emporia High 47. They will bring an extra blocker left. Two receivers far side, one near side. Zane Smith lost it, but it went right into the hands of Sanders. And Sanders has the first down, and he's breaking tackles far side. And the first down and more, and he's out of bounds. Late flag thrown far side at the 35 of Emporia High. That's got to be after the play because that was thrown as the defender was tackling Sanders out of bounds. It is a personal foul, and it's a late hit out of bounds for the Spartans. Now Topeka High is going to be at the 20. So that's an 11-yard gain plus a 15-yard mishap by the Spartans, and Topeka High with a momentum here in half number two.
Absolutely. And Topeka High got extremely lucky with that missed snap, and it just fell right into the running back's hands, and he's looked extremely explosive and extremely good all night.
First and 10, Topeka High at the Emporia High 20. Two receivers far side, one near side. Zane Smith drops back on a three-step drop, looking for Kincaid. Kincaid hauled it in, and three Spartans there. As I got to see who made the stop, I believe Quincy Perry was over there. I know he had the initial stop. He got to the 18, Kincaid 2. Yards on the reception.
Just Emporia shot themselves in the foot massively there.
Second down and eight now for the Trojans at the Emporia High 18. Smith in the gun. Two receivers far side, one near side. Murph the back, or Sanders the back. As throws over the slant, hold in inside the 10, and diving forward is Norman, and Norman stepped out of bounds at the 5. He's going to get a reception of 13, and it's first and goal for the Trojans.
They just keep attacking this Emporia offense, and they keep getting successful plays. Even if they're not massive gains, they just keep on driving the ball down the field.
And now Topeka High with a first and goal from the Emporia High 5. Trojans up 14-10, 6:48 to play in quarter number three. Norman Kincaid, receivers far side. Dingle, the receiver here near side. Sanders, the back. to the left of Zane Smith, a sophomore. Smith airs it out, looking to the back of the end zone for Norman. And Norman had it for a second, but he fell over, and it's incomplete. And it's second down and goal from the five.
Really good pass coverage there by R.J. Tabaris. He got his hands up right in the face of Norman, and just terrific job to make it an incomplete pass.
Now Emporia High trying to not get down two scores here. That's its second and goal for the Trojans at the Emporia High 5. Norman Kincaid lined up to the far side. Dingle near side. Sanders to back. Fumble! It is picked up by Emporia High! Who picked that football up? It looked like Luke Pittman! The junior Luke Pittman was there causing the fumble, and Emporia High takes over.
Huge there by Emporia High. Ben don't break defense. And just Zayden Smith, the ball slips out of his hands when he goes to pitch the ball, and it falls in the turf between him and Sanders.
That's a team rush of -7 and the second turnover for Topeka High tonight. And Emporia High has 1st and 10 at their own 14. Keegan Orton, an in-and-out receiver here near side, trips here as Ryland Crowell will make it 4. Sheldon, pressure coming, sacked. Sheldon Stewart was trying to go with a run option, and the big fella, Gary Coleman, all 6'3", 265 pounds of him, knocked Sheldon down for a loss of 2 back to the 12.
Now, Emporia needs to get something going here as they are deep in enemy territory, and if they're going to have to punt, they're going to give Topeka High great field position right back. They need to drive and get a score to keep this game close.
Second down and 12, Emporia High. It's at the 13, and timeout, the officials timeout. Now they're going to reset the play clock to 25. Stewart in the gun. Ryland Crowell, the running back. Two receivers near side. One far side. Sheldon Stewart rolling. Pump fakes. Airs it out, and it's caught, then dropped. Making the drop was Keegan Orton. And now third down and 12 for Emporia High. And they don't want to go 3 and out here, Quinn Dold, after forcing the second Topeka High turnover.
Yeah, they got a gift with that fumble, an absolute gift. And they just aren't capitalizing on it right now, which if they can't capitalize on it, that might be the story of this, why they lose this game, not capitalizing on these turnovers.
Topeka High leads at 14-10, 5:58 to play in quarter number 3. Emporia High, third down and 12 from the 13. They need the 24. They need the 24 for a first down. Stewart in the gun, trips here in the near side. Ryland Crowell the back. It is Orton, Arndt, and Seeley, the receivers.
There's a
flag. The play clock expired. And they will get a offside on Topeka High.
That is huge, making it a 3rd and 7, a 3rd and very manageable for Emporia High.
Hard count time here, Quinn Dold. 3rd and 11 just became 3rd and 6. 3rd and 7, E High from their own 17. They need the 24. Three receivers here near side. Ryland Crowell now in motion. Empty backfield for Sheldon. Sheldon over to Mill. Hold in by Arndt. And he is going to get close to the first down marker. He got forward progress up to the 25, but he got pushed back. Where do they put the forward progress for the junior, Javen?
It looks like they're calling him down early. It looks like he stumbled and kept going, but they're going to call him down.
A yard shy. It's 4th down and 1, Spartans. Javen Arndt gets 6. That was a big play for Javen the junior. And now Emporia High has 4th and 1 from their own 23-yard line. They need 1 yard for a first down. They need to figure something out here with 9 on the play clock. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Ryland Crowell the back. Two receivers. They're going to go sneak. Here's Sheldon. He's trying to get some pushing. And Sheldon stood up. Let's see.
It looks like they're going to mark him right at the marker. Let's see if they give it to him.
Topeka High saying they have it. Kennedy. And they say first down at Emporia High. Kennedy and Johnson brought the house. But Sheldon Stewart and company denied him. And Sheldon with a 1 yard run. And Emporia High moves the sticks.
Absolutely huge. When I saw Stewart going to center, which they never do, I knew it was going to be a QB sneak. And I assume T.I. knew it was going to be a QB sneak too. Everybody knew what was going on. They only needed 1 yard, and that's what they got.
You better save that for a play of the game if Emporia High wins. It's empty backfield for Sheldon Stewart. Two receivers here near side. Tight end right, Madden's left, Madden's title. Ryland Crown now in motion. Sheldon Stewart keeps it up the middle, 25 to the 27, and he's going to get 3 yards on that one on first and 10.
A nice job to continue, a nice little gain, make it second and 7, and they need to continue on that run and gaining again. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Sheldon running the ball so far this half. Let's see if they can keep doing it.
4:17 to play, quarter number 3. Spartans down 14-10, but trying to drive after forcing a fumble. Second down and 7, Spartans, own 27. Two tight end right, two receivers here near side, Orton and Arnt. Ryland Crowell the back. Gardner and tight end left now. Sheldon driving back, looking. Sheldon, still plenty of time. Sheldon, pressure coming. Sheldon, far side. Sheldon, airs out, caught! And out of bounds is Jay Menard.
But there's a flag in the backfield, and I think it's going to be a block in the back on Emporia.
And they do say illegal block in the back. Now we know that signal. Quinn Dold, the Emporia High's offensive lineman, just trying to do some blocks. But now this is going to erase a first down, and it's going to take second down and 7 to about second down and 17, maybe even second down and 22, pending where they spot the football.
Just, you can't do that there. I saw it when it got thrown. I saw the ref pulling the flag out. I knew it immediately. He would have gotten out of the pocket without that unnecessary block, which it just really sucks for Emporia there. It was unneeded and erases a nice play.
They're going to spot at the 12. So I believe it's a 10-yard penalty.
15 yards.
Or 15. It could be half the distance. It is half the distance because it was at the 24. So it's at the 10-yard line. So it's second down and 24 for Emporia High at their own 10. 3:52 to play here in quarter number 3. Topeka High up 14-10. Two receivers in the slot each side. As the play clock will start, Ryland Crowell, the back to the right of Sheldon Stewart. Emporia High trying to figure something out here. Down 4. Sheldon Stewart pivots. He's going to keep it. 10. Sheldon, far side, 15. Sheldon forced himself out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. He got 8, but now it brings up 3rd and 16.
Really big play here. And honestly, if they get a decent game here, you got to think they're going for it, which they have done very well all game.
Emporia High needs their own 34. Ball is spotted at their own 18. Far hash. 20 on the play clock. 3:39 to play, quarter number 3. Spartans down 14-10. Both teams trying to look for win number 1 on the season. Two receiver slot. Now Orton motions here to the near side. Sheldon Stewart, play action. Sheldon rolling here to the near side. Sheldon airs it out, looking for Orton or Gardner, and Gardner, the freshman, was trying to slide catch that. He would have had the first down, but it's punting time for Emporia High. That is the second time tonight that Emporia High has forced a turnover and no points on the board.
Just absolutely can't have that. Down by 4, you get a blessing of a turnover, and you just squander it with bad penalties on your end. Just that block in the back is really what sealed it. That just can't happen at all.
Alex Alamang out to punt this football away. He is standing at his own 5. And back to return is Sanders. He's standing at his midfield as here's the kick by Alex. And it's going to take a bounce. And RJ Tabaris trying to go down it. And a good kick from Alex Alamang, and Topeka High will take over first and 10, own 34-yard line, leading 14-10, 3:19 to play in the third.
Spartan defense needs a big stop here. You got to think if T. High can go down and score, make it a 21 or 20-10 game,
yeah,
that puts a lot of pressure on Emporia.
Well, now the Emporia High defense, they just forced the turnover. They need to try to see what they can do here. They might be tired, but they're in this football game, Quinn Dold.
You know, you're going to be tired when you play football. If you really want to win, you're going to ignore yourself being tired and play through it.
Zane Smith and company back out. First and 10 for the Trojans, own 35. Two receivers far side, one near side. Murph the back. Tight end right is Gardenhier. Hand off up the middle. This is Murph, 40. Uh-oh, burst of speed. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to house this one for a 65-yard run. And Topeka High has scored. They have scored 14 straight, and they lead it 20-10. 3:08 to play in quarter number three.
Yeah, that's just a massive deflator for Emporia. They got the ball back and just immediately punted away by shooting themselves in their own foot. And Murph, this Topeka High running game has looked extremely impressive all game, running all over this Emporia High defense, which really has got them this lead. Their passing game really hasn't been super effective.
Murph, 9 carries, 112 yards, including that 65-yard touchdown run. Norman's kick is up, and it is good. And Topeka High has scored 15 straight. They lead Topeka High leads it 20-10, 3:08 to play in quarter number three. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Welch Stadium, Topeka High scored 15 straight here in the third quarter to lead it 21-10. And Ryland Crowell and Kyler Worrell back to return, as this is a short kick, and it's going to be out of bounds at the 30, and Emporia High will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And we notice Kyler Worrell and Ryland Crowell back to return. Calvin Seeley out of the game. He is sitting on the sideline, on the bench here near side, so maybe that hit maybe kind of caused something.
Yeah,
so
he got his helmet off, and you can see RJ Tabaris coming over to talk to him. Same with Kyler. Just really sucks to see, as Emporia's biggest playmaker so far in this game. Looks like he might not return.
Well, it's a big loss for Emporia High. It's a senior, too.
Yeah. If I would have to guess, it got to be a concussion protocol there.
Of course, Calvin plays both ways, so Emporia High got to fill the void of Calvin Seeley's absence. Two receivers far side, one near side, two tight ends left, or one tight end left. It's Madden Seidel, first and 10 Spartans from their own 35. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, Sheldon rolling, and the pass is tipped and picked off. Malachi Murphy, that is the third pick thrown by Sheldon Stewart tonight in Topeka High. The momentum is towards the Trojans here in the third, as they will take over first and 10 at the Emporia High 36.
The momentum has been with them ever since that second half kickoff. 95-yard return, and now they just got all the momentum, and Emporia seems completely deflated, and T. High just has all the energy and momentum on their side, which that ball wasn't a horrible pass, just got tipped way up in the air, tip drill, T. High comes down with it.
Well, Emporia High, with their third turnover of the night. Final score from Burlingame. Chase County goes to Burlingame and upsets Burlingame 46-0. Here's Zane Smith. Almost dropped it for a second. Pressure coming. He's hit as he threw and is caught by Dingle. Dingle still trying to break loose. And he gets to the 30. Ball's loose. And it's going to be second down as it's to the 30. Colby Lee brought the house.
Yeah, absolutely. And far side, Topeka High player down.
Let's see who this is. It is one of their offensive linemen. It's their center, Trey Rogers. And that's an anchor of the offense. Centers are always the anchor.
Absolutely.
Because that's where it all starts.
Interesting to see what happened on the play as he is on the far side, Topeka's high sideline. And really, we didn't see what happened. So I don't know why he was over there, if he was coming subbing out or subbing in. But really just a freak accident.
So Dingle gets 5 on the reception. And that's Dingle's first catch of the night.
I believe it was 6 as they are now on the 30.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But really good job by T. High to even get a positive out of that. Smith got rocked in the backfield, but somehow got the ball to Dingle, and he just made some moves to make, when he was at the line of scrimmage, made some moves, got 6 yards.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break while they attend to Rodgers. Topeka High leads at 21-10, 233 to play here in the third. Let's take a 1 minute break. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Malachi Murph with a 13-yard run on second down. They brought in the backup quarterback, C.J. Ross, the 5'9", 160-pound senior, as Malachi Murph got to the 18 for a pickup of 12, and it's a first down for the Trojans. As Murph with 124 on 10 carries, as this is Ross in the gun with the new quarterback. Low snap. Ross throws over to the middle looking for Norman, and it is incomplete. And good coverage. I believe R.J. Tabarez had the coverage.
You can see the T-High receiver.
Good job,
asking
R.J.
Asking for a flag, but no, R.J. did a great job.
Good job, R.J. Tabarez, denying Norman of a touchdown. But now it's second down and 10. For the Trojans at the Emporia High 18.
I'm liking what I've seen so far from RJ at corner. Just, he's done a really well job at just not letting them get those passes downfield.
And
really,
he's filling in for Calvin Seeley.
Absolutely.
Second down and 10, Topeka High from the Emporia High 18 left hash. Two receivers far side, one near side. Ross rolling, pressure coming. He's sacked! Back to the 24-yard line. Loss of 6. And Emporia High got the Ross, the third stringer. And I believe Big Ty Iverson was in on the sack.
Really nice job there from Emporia. Really big. Makes it a third and very long. If they can get a stop here and get the ball back, this game is not over yet. We still have a full quarter left after this minute 13.
Minute 12 to play in quarter number 3. Spartans down 11, 21-10. This has been Topeka High's quarter. Emporia High bringing in Sistos Bustos in for Ty Iverson, the senior. It's third down and 16 for the Trojans from the Emporia High 24. They brought in Smith back at quarterback, and Carlos Kelly will burn another timeout. Let's take a 30. 21-10 Trojans, 53 seconds to play in the third. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValueNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
KVOE, live and local.
Either they're liking back, what they're seeing. Or
back at Welch Stadium. 53 seconds to play in quarter number three. Spartantown 11, 21-10. But Topeka High with a third down and 16 from the Emporia High 24. This Spartan defense trying to get off the field again.
Really interesting to see why Topeka High brought in C.J. Ross, the backup, and now Zane Smith is back in. He came in for two plays.
Trips far side, Murph the back, Emporia High trying to get off the field. Drops back as Smith, pressure coming, and it's hauled in by Kincaid, but he had to force himself out of bounds at the 13. That's an 11-yard reception. It's fourth down and five. But now, what does Topeka High elect to do here?
It's going to be interesting.
Because don't know their kicking game with Norman. But how big would this be if Emporia High can get a red zone stand?
It would be huge. We got a fourth and five here. This is going to be massive.
Fourth down and five, Topeka High at the Emporia High 13. Smith, pressure coming. Batted down, and it's incomplete. No flags on the field, and the Spartans get off the field.
Huge there by Emporia to keep them alive in this game, because if T. High gets a score there, they very well might be out of the game. But no, they are keeping on fighting, and they are not giving up yet.
That had to be a defensive lineman to bat that football down. Now, Sheldon Stewart and company, down 11, 21-10, 44 seconds to play in the third. They need to carry this momentum now.
Absolutely.
Javen Arndt, Daniel Gardner, receivers far here to the near side, one to the near side. Rylan Crow the back, Madden, or Josh Rios, tight end left. Joshua now motion to the far side. First and 10, E-High. Here's a quick pitch to Rylan. Rylan trying to look for some running room, far side, and he gets up to the 15 for a gain of two.
Really good job there by Rylan Crow to get something there. And Emporia needs to step it up. They got 30 seconds left in this half and a whole quarter left.
And they're going to try to get one more playoff before quarter number three expires. Sheldon Stewart, empty backfield. Trips here to the near side. Two to the far side. Sheldon Stewart, empty backfield. Sheldon, two-step drop. Rolling to the right. Airs it out. Looking hauled in by Rios at the 20. And they say incomplete.
He dropped it. He was bobbling it out as he was going to the sideline. Not the first time he has done that on an out route. And he just dropped it.
But now Emporia High is third down and six, or third down and eight from their own 15, with one play left here in the third.
This is a make or break drive here for Emporia. They got to get something out of this.
Well, did they say? They said ineligible man downfield. Where was the flag? But it was declined. It is third down and eight.
Yeah, I didn't see any flag there thrown by the refs. Fortunate that it got declined, honestly, to make it what seems like it's got to be four down territory.
Arndt, Gardner, near side. Crowd to a receiver, Sheldon, dropping back. Quick pass caught by Gardner. Gardner's going to get blown up. Ball's on the deck, and it is Topeka High to recover that football. And big BJ Kennedy just did that. He just recovered that football, and Topeka High is first and goal from the Emporia High 9 with two ticks to play in quarter number three. And quarter number three continues to be a disaster for the Spartans here tonight.
Really nothing good showing at all for Emporia in this third quarter. It's just everything has gone Topeka High's way. And now they have a first and goal. And if they punch it in here, it very well could just completely deflate this Emporia team.
So it's first and goal for the Trojans at the Emporia High 9. Well, Emporia High has not defeated Topeka High since 2009. That's a long time. That's back to my high school days. Not even joking.
That is.
And they're going to go Wildcat. This is Kincaid. Kincaid's just going to walk it in for a 9-yard touchdown. And Kincaid just burned the Spartan defense, and now Topeka High has scored 9. They have scored 21 straight. They lead it 27-10. We are at the end of the third quarter, they're still going to have to kick the PAT. But the third quarter is going to be the Achilles heel for Emporia High in this football game. Norman the kick. It all started with a kick return. The kick is blocked.
Second block of the game for Emporia, but that's not going to get them 17 points on the board.
21 unanswered for the Trojans. They lead it 27-10 as we go to the fourth here at Welch Stadium. Let's take a break. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
How quick. They can't wait.
Back at Welch Stadium, Dylan Sherwood and Quinn Dold with you. 21 unanswered points for Topeka High in quarter number three, and they erased a four-point deficit and turned it into a 17-point lead. Norman's kick is a short one. And there's a flag thrown at the, that could be offsides on Topeka High. The ball did go out of bounds on the kick. The far official did signal offside.
So they're going to have to re-kick and back him up. So hopefully Emporia can get to even better field position, which is something they need because they need a quick touchdown.
They do. They need something in a hurry. They need that defense to be really strong like it was in the first half.
Yeah, and they've been really good, just these one-play touchdowns, three of them, the kick return, Murph, and then Kincaid.
Yeah, I need to add that to the stats as well. But the run game has been big, and that was Kincaid's third touch of the night in rushing. Here's Norman's kick, and it's going to be returned at the 30 to the 35. 40, watch out, returned up to the 44-yard line. Returning that was one of the up men.
I believe it was Breton Spikes.
And I think Breton was the returner. So Emporia High will take over first and 10 on 45, moving from left to right, north to south. 11:55 still in this football game. Quinn Dold, there are crazier things that can happen because Emporia High could erase 17-point deficit.
Absolutely, but for these crazy things to happen, they need to score quick here. They can't waste time. They need three scores in a hurry.
Yep. I've seen three scores happen in about 7 minutes.
Absolutely. And
Sheldon Stewart on first and 10, flag thrown in the backfield. The pass is caught, and to the 40, to the 39 of Topeka High. Catch was made by Orton, or actually with Javen Arndt. It's on Emporia High. They get delay a game on Emporia High?
I think they did.
So it's five, so it's back them up to the 40.
Not something you want to see from the first play of the drive when they need something quick. Delay game just killed them last week.
They declined it. Or no, they said a legal shift. So now first and 15 for the Spartans at their own 40. Just underway here, fourth quarter. Emporia High in a hole. They trail it 27-10 here on homecoming. They had a 10-6 lead at the break. But Topeka High with some adjustments in quarter number three. And it all started with a 95-yard kickoff return by the freshman Courtney Sanders. Tight end left, two receivers here near side, one far side. Now Ryland Crowell, Sheldon rolling far side. Sheldon going to air out looking for Crowell. And Crowell over got Sheldon over, threw him, flag thrown at the 43-yard line. Let's see what this flag's all about. Now the flag getting thrown here in half number two.
If it's on Emporia, just so many penalties.
an ineligible man downfield. 5 yards more.
Just, if you, they can't do this. They keep on making stupid penalties at really bad positions to make them at even worse positions.
Horia High was penalized once in the first half. They have been penalized 4 times here in half number two. And now have a first and 20 from their own 35. Stewart in the gun. Two receivers here near side, one far side. Josh Rios tight end left. Sheldon Stewart, play action. Sheldon going to air it out. Looking for a Gardner. And it's batted down. C.J. Ross batted that football down against the freshman.
Yeah, and freshman, really making a freshman, not necessarily a mistake, but he just kind of waited for the ball to fall into his arms instead of going to get it, which it was a lob throw. And it gave the defense just enough time to get there and have that incomplete pass.
And I'm going to mention something, Quinn Dole. The reason why Daniel Gardner, the freshman in the game, Cooper Reck, sitting next to Calvin Seeley as well.
Yeah,
he's
which...
He's done for the game from what it looks like.
It just really looks horrible.
Cooper was a homecoming candidate.
Their two best receivers are now out.
Two receivers, now empty backfield for Sheldon Stewart on second down and 20. Play action as Sheldon keeps it left side. Sheldon dives forward to the 41. Give him 6.
Nice little run there from Sheldon. Let's see if they can keep it up with his two favorite weapons, I should add, out of the game. They need to get something really creative going.
Let's see. If you combine Reck and Seeley, 6 catches, 68 yards. That is about half the passing offense tonight. Third down and 14 for the Spartans. 10:38 to play. Spartans down 17 at 27-10. Sheldon Stewart, 3-step drop. Goes over the middle looking for Rios and batted down. Josh would have had the first down, but guess who batted that football down for the Trojans? The freshman, Courtney Sanders.
Another late pass breakup there from Topeka High. Just Emporia's having these open wide receivers, but the T-High defensive backs recognizing it, getting there quickly and forcing an incompletion. As Alex Allen comes out, and they're going to punt the ball, which might be a sign that they don't got much going and they can't really do much.
And Quinn Dole. Everything was handed to them tonight early. Topeka High just has made the adjustments, and the kick is blocked. And it is recovered by Kincaid at the 38 of Emporia High. Now it's become the second half woes for the Spartans here tonight as Topeka High takes over first and 10 at the Emporia High 38.
Yeah, and really it's just been a lot of stupid mental mistakes on Emporia's part that has been pushing them back. Yes, Topeka High has had those three big 3-1 play touchdowns, but really Emporia's beating themselves here.
Yep. Well, saw a lot of positives in half number one, but it just not carried over in half number two here on homecoming. Mm-mm. First and 10 for Topeka High at the Topeka High 30, or as Sanders, it's a handful of jersey. Stood back for a loss. R.J. Tavares for a loss of 2. Or Sanders.
Emporia High defense needs to step up here if they want to stay in this game. There's 10 minutes left, not a lot of time. They need to force a 3-and-out here. You got to think if Topeka High can get the first down and keep the clock running like it is.
Update from Washburn Rule. Washburn Rule leads Manhattan 28-21 with 9:25 to play. Washburn Rule looking to dethrone the 6A state champs at their home field. Zane Smith, quick pass far side, hauled in by Norman. Norman still going, and he gets the first down up to the 27. Give him 14 and a first down.
Yeah, that is killer there for Emporia. Topeka High, really all game, just a lot of small plays that has gotten them these first downs. Just keep that clock running, which Topeka High is going to want that clock to be running for the rest of the game.
9.5 to play in this football game. Topeka High outscoring Emporia High 21-0 here in the second half. They have turned a 4-point deficit into a 17-point lead. First and 10 as this is Sanders. Sanders near side, 20, 15, 10. and hit stick out of bounds. Kyler Worrell. Kyler Worrell saves Sanders of a touchdown, but Sanders gets 17.
Man, Sanders has looked extremely good tonight. For just a freshman, that is someone that really everybody should keep an eye on going forward.
Yep. And it's first and goal for the Trojans at the 9 of Emporia High. Yeah, give Sanders 18 on the run. Smith and Company, first and goal from the 9. Murph in the back. Two receivers far side, one near side. Low snap. Smith pressure coming. Gets it away and just threw it away. Almost caught by one of the ball boys far side. Poria High brought the house.
Yeah, and a bad snap that just skipped on the turf, which could have been a nice thing for Emporia. If they got in the backfield really quickly to just force a turnover, force anything for a loss and not an incomplete pass.
Final score from Emporia High. Emporia State Women's Soccer picks up win number 1 of the season as they defeat Nebraska Kearney 5-0. Mackenzie DeMarco had a goal in the half number 2 as Emporia State led 4-0 at the break at E High. Second down and goal for Topeka High from the Emporia High 9. Norman now in motion here to the near side. Rolling to the right, a quick pitch to Murph. Murph to the 5, and he's going to get drugged down at about the 4. Making the stop, I believe Blake Spellman. Yep. Had to check the binoculars there. Blake Spellman, the senior. We'll be calling his name a lot during basketball.
And another quality run there for T-High. They have just been pounding the rock on Emporia all day. And really, Emporia hasn't been able to do anything about it.
8.5 to play. Trojans lead it 27-10. And we have a timeout for Topeka High. And that's their final timeout. 8:31 to play. Spartans down 27-10. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
8:31 to play here from Welch Stadium. Emporia High down 27-10. As Topeka High is third down and goal from the 4. They will have two receivers near side. Murph is the back. They're going to go Wildcat formation. This is Kincaid to take the snap. Norman is the and loose on the floor. And Kincaid is going to walk in, and he made something out of nothing and just walked in for a 4-yard score.
Yeah, he just, that can't happen for Emporia defense. A bad snap behind Kincaid. He gets there and makes the man miss in the backfield. And just these open field tackles that Emporia keeps on missing, that's been killer for them.
And now it is 33-10, Topeka High with 8:24 remaining. Norman the kick. Here's the snap. The kick's on the way. Kick is blocked again. Emporia High has been able to block PATs here tonight, but it's now 27 straight for the Trojans as they lead it 33-10 with 8:24 to play. Let's keep it right here. Quinn Dold. Emporia High could have maybe had a scoop and score if Kincaid did not get that football back.
Yeah, but unfortunately he did get that ball back and just ran into the end zone, really, with no contest. Made one guy miss, made another guy miss, and it looked really easy for him to do that as well.
Manhattan still in the dogfight. Washburn Rule is 28-all with 7:17 to play at Bowen Glaze Stadium in Topeka. Now, Emporia High's got to find some momentum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they have allowed 27 straight.
They need really anything positive, as the second half has been abysmal for them. Just really horrible to watch and really horrible, really all around. Just not really anything great in the second half that I've really seen from Emporia. Topeka High has done a very well job on the other side.
Here's the kick. And it'll be, and it'll go out of bounds. As I believe Worrell, he almost touched it.
But he let it go right
between
his legs.
But good job from the senior. So it's first and 10 from the 35.
That's one thing we have talked about these past few weeks, is Emporia needs to get better starting field position. And all game, they've had amazing starting field position off of the kickoff, with many of them going out of bounds and them starting at the 35. They just haven't been able to do anything with it.
So Emporia High, first and 10 on 35. Ball in between the hashes. Two receivers here near side, one far side. Madden Seidel tight end right. Rylan Crowell the back to the right of Sheldon Stewart. High snap, Rylan, or play action over to Mill. And no one home there is looking for Gardner, the freshman.
Just underthrew him. He had him wide open. Just a bad pass from Sheldon. And when things are going bad like this, Sheldon needs to be the one to step up, but he just hasn't with a really bad pass there.
Well, Sheldon has only completed two passes here in half number two for 2 yards.
And I think that could be a big testament to Cooper Reck and Calvin Seeley sitting on the bench right now, out with injury.
Yep, we'll have to see what the coach says tomorrow morning. Now two backs on second down and 10. Rylan Crowell now in motion. Sheldon Stewart going to air it out, looking for Crowell. Rylan hauled it in at the 48 of Topeka High. He gets 17 and moved the sticks. Emporia High has a first down.
Really good job there from Crowell to go up and get it. Just a wheel route, which Emporia has great success on so far this year. They just get it to their best guy who's on the field right now.
Emporia High has first and 10 from the Topeka High 48. 8:03 to play, down 23 at 33-10. Topeka High just averaging 11 points a game coming into the night. Emporia High averaging 18. Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon going to keep it. Sheldon gets away from Candy, and Candy with a sack. There's a reason why the man is getting looked at by Division I, and he loses 2 yards as Big B.J. Candy sacks Sheldon for a loss of 2.
And really, Kennedy, he hasn't really been much in the play of the game at all. He hasn't really made any big plays. And for Emporia, if you're going into this game and you have B.J. Kennedy not making big plays, you got to think, wow, we're doing good. But here they are down 23 points, and he really just hasn't done much at all.
I don't know. Topeka High, if the result holds, they get Wichita Northwest next week. Big 6A vote. Over the middle, dropped. At second down and 12, and the freshman Daniel Gardner, the intended target, and now third down and 12 from midfield.
Yeah, just ever since Calvin and Cooper have gone out of the game, Sheldon just hasn't been connecting his passes. And a few drops, actually. That was a drop there. It hit Arndt's hands, and he just dropped it, which doesn't help Sheldon at all.
Third down and 12 for the Spartans at midfield. 7:02 to play. Spartans down 23. Stewart in the gun. Orton now motions here to the near side. Sheldon, play action. Over the middle. Picked off. Picked off. Sheldon picked off for the fourth time tonight. And making the interception was the linebacker as Rahiba Williamson.
Yeah, just Sheldon hasn't been very smart with the ball, I guess you could say. Just ill-advised throws. That one wasn't as ill-advised as the other ones, and he just hopped the route and got the interception.
That is 3 interceptions for Sheldon Stewart here in the second half, 4 overall. And last year, Sheldon,
which he really hasn't had many interceptions this year at all.
He had 7 last year. Had 2 entering the night. He's now up to 6 interceptions. And he's And here is Smith on first and 10. Quick pitch to Sanders, far side, 40. Sanders drags the defender with him to the 35. He got 10 and moved the sticks once again.
Just they keep pounding the rock. Their run game has been really amazing to watch, even though Emporia just hasn't been able to do anything. They see that, and they're just going to keep running it. They're up by 23. Clock's running with 6:37 left to go. You got to think they're just going to run this ball.
Yep. First and 10 for the Trojans at the Emporia High 35. Ball on the right hash. Now Emporia High with two dreaded road trips coming up. It's not liberal, but if Manhattan falls tonight, Manhattan is going to try to put the house down on E High as Smith airs it out looking far side. He has a receiver at the 10 and making the catch far side. That's Norman. And Norman with a 25-yard reception. And Topeka High has first and goal from the 10.
Wow. I mean, interesting play call, but it obviously worked out for the first and goal. And they're going to try to punch it in to put even more numbers up.
26 yards on the reception. Norman just surpassed 100. First and goal for Topeka High at the 9. Smith in the gun. Low snap. He'll give it as Kincaid was tripped up, and he's going to lose yardage back to the 11 on the jet sweep.
Yeah, I mean, really nice idea there, but just not executed very well.
So second down and goal now from the 11, 5:43 and counting. Topeka High leads this football game 33-10. Emporia High just had the momentum. You know, Quindled, it feels like this is a portion of the Pittsburgh game over again.
Yeah, they had the momentum going into that half and really haven't done anything with it.
And Quindled, a 10 points hold for Emporia High. Flag thrown in the end zone. I believe we're going to have a delay of game on the Trojans, and it will be a delay of game against the Trojans. That is their fourth penalty of the night, all in the 5-yard variety. Back them up 5, so now second and goal becomes second and goal from the 16.
Let's see what they elect to do here. Maybe a pass.
Smith. Looking, slant pass caught by Kincaid. Drags the defender with him. Another one. Drags two more with him for a touchdown. He made that look too easy. It's a 16-yard touchdown reception. Kincaid is in the end zone. And Topeka High puts another on the board. It's 33 unanswered. They now lead it 39-10 with 5:06 to play.
I mean, it's been all game, all year, really. Emporia hasn't been able to tackle very well at all. They had him wrapped up at the 5-yard line, but he just kept going. And they had 2-3 guys on him, but he kept going.
Now they're going to go for 2, try to make it 35 straight. Smith in the gun, 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Sanders the back. Sanders will get the call, and he is denied of the 2-point conversion. And making the stop for the Spartans, that was Enrique Rios. So Emporia High has allowed 33 unanswered, and they trail it 39-10 with 5:06 to play. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Really great.
Back at Welch Stadium, 5:06 remaining in the Spartans. Are going to drop to 0-4 on the season, 0-1 in the Centennial League. As here's the kick, returned by one of the upmen at the 25-30, and tripped up and returned to the 33-yard line. And the Topeka High player is down So I believe it was Madden Seidel on the return for the Spartans. And Emporia High will take over. First and 10, own 33, trailing 39-10 with 4:59 to play. Second half has just been the killer for the Spartans here tonight.
All Topeka High tonight in this second half.
They have forced three interceptions. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, handoff up the middle, Ryland Crowell. Ryland to the 36, give him three. And again, Quindold, we've mentioned it all night. We mentioned it all season. Sheldon Stewart, if he knows how to run the football, need to give it him again. Here is Ryland again. Has the 40 up to the 42. Ryland gets seven more and move to six. So Emporia High first down.
Looks like he might be just short, actually.
No, they're going to give him six. High snap, Ryland play action, and Sheldon under through Gardner, far side.
Just really ugly here from Emporia in the second half. Not really any positives to really say.
Yeah, well, it's fourth and inches from the 43. 4:22 to play. Spartans are going to go for it. You're down 29, might as well. Got to learn from these opportunities, Quindle. They converted a fourth down earlier on a sneak.
And it was a big fourth down at the moment, too. So let's see what they want to do here. Good experience for this young team, especially with Cooper and Calvin out. Get those other receivers some reps and maybe get Sheldon a little bit more comfortable with them.
Well, now our officials are going to move the ball up just a little bit more. Two receivers, far side, one near side. Ryland Crowell to back it. They're going to do this again. Sheldon Stewart under center. He gets it up the middle. Sheldon, did he get up to the 44? And they're going to say first down. Whew! How does Sheldon Stewart sneak it on fourth and one? And he gets another earned yard.
Absolutely. I mean, on those fourth and one plays, you've seen the NFL go to it a lot. You only need 1 yard, might as well try the QB sneak, and they got exactly one both times.
First and 10, Emporia High, fresh set of downs, under four to play. Spartans down 39-10. Quick pitch here near side, Ryland Crowell, 45. Ryland up to near midfield. Let's see where they spot the ball. Ryland got up to near the midfield stripe, and they will spot him at the 49. So give him five. For Ryland, that is only carry number 11 on the night for 32 yards. Sheldon, they'll do it again. Ryland, right side, pass to 50, and he gets to the Topeka High 48. That's three more. Now bring up third down and two.
They've elected to run the ball a lot more on this drive, which they didn't really do much in the first half. I mean, it seems all year it's been the passing game has been good, but the rushing game has been bad. Or the rushing game has been good, and the passing game has been bad. They just need to find a balance and find a way to combine both of those together.
So third down and two coming up for the Spartans at the Topeka High 47. Under three to play, Spartans down 39-10. Sheldon Stewart directing traffic. Ryland Crowell, handoff, up the middle, 45. Ryland to the 42-yard line, give them five in the first down.
I mean, Crowell has looked really good. These blocks by the Emporia offensive line have looked really good. Let's see with what they're seeing here if they want to go with that more next game.
Well, Topeka High, their remaining schedule, like I mentioned, next week, they have Wichita Northwest, a really big threat in 6A. Play action, a little slant, and no one home there for Sheldon. You're going to go with that sidearm again.
No luck on that sidearm there. The first one, he had a really nice pass for that 25-yard touchdown to Calvin, but just nothing really good going there at all.
Topeka High's remaining schedule, like I mentioned, they have Wichita Northwest next Friday at Homer Sports Park. Then they go to Washburn Rule. If they win that football game against Manhattan, that's going to be big upset. Sheldon Stewart, second down. Hauled in by Crowell, 35. Ryland drags the defender, 30, down the near side, line spin move, inside the 20 to the 18. Give Ryland 24 on the connection, but hang on a minute, there's a flag back at the 36. up to Pink High.
And if this goes on Emporia, I mean, they just keep doing it to themselves.
Did they just signal ineligible? They did. That is five more yards. So erase a 24-yard connection.
Man, and it seems like whenever they do have a big play, something like this always seems to happen. It's just something they got to work on and improve.
Now it's second down and 15 for the Spartans at the Topeka High 46. And after Washburn Rule for Topeka High, they have Junction City, and then they go to Hayes. Hayes is a good team in 5A. They lost big time to Manhattan. Sheldon Stewart on second and 15. Airs it out. Wide open. Hold in. Did he tiptoe in? No signal. Flag thrown at the line of scrimmage. False start on Emporia High. That's the indication. Far side.
Again, another wheel pass to Rylan Crowell for a big game, but completely squandered it with a false start.
Wow. Where the Spartans at is penalty number 6. It's an illegal shift.
Illegal motion of the Spartans.
Back them up 5 more. And Emporia High has been penalized 6 times for 47 yards here in the second half. 2:11 to play. Spartans down 39-10. They're going to say, they're going to deny. So they didn't say Ryland caught that football. So it's 3rd and 15 from the 46. Sheldon gets it to Rylan Crowell. Rylan has stood up immediately back at midfield. And the initial tackle made by Topeka High, as you get back to the line of scrimmage, that was Anthony Vaselli Lowndes. And it's punting time for the Spartans. And that's going to put the books on this one. A second half disaster on homecoming, as Emporia High led 10-6. At the break, and just allowed Topeka High to score 33 unanswered. And it started with a kickoff return to start the second half. Here's Alex Alamang's kick. And now more whistles.
It looks like another penalty, but it's going to be on Topeka High.
So it's going to push Emporia High closer. So back, push them up 4 or 5 yards, make it 4th and 12. 1:27 to go. Now does Emporia High just bring out the offense and try to do something else here?
It looks like Alex is staying on the field.
Well, and then Topeka High will just wind out the clock. Emporia High has not used any timeouts here in half number 2. Alex Alamang and more whistles. Offside again. Fourth down.
You gotta think you might as well trot out the
offense. Fourth and 7. This has been 10 free yards for the Spartans. Now fourth and 12 becomes 4th and 7. They're gonna still punt.
Interesting to see why they're punting. I mean, why not throw the offense out there to get an extra play of live in the
Coach Caden Glensman, lot to work for.
Lot.
Here's the kick from Alex at midfield. Over-ended kick. Going to take a bounce. And it'll be down by Spellman at the 16. So Topeka High will take over 1st and 10 at their own 16, a minute 16 away from their first victory of the season. And things do not get any easier for this Emporia High bunch the final 4 weeks of the regular season. Manhattan next week. Manhattan was in a dogfight. Washburn Rule, it was 28-28. Then they have Wichita East, who's really good, who put 50-plus on the board here back in last October. And Manhattan might be going down here tonight. Washburn Rule leads 35-28 with 25 ticks to go at Bowen Glaze Stadium in Topeka. The 6A champs might go down here tonight.
That would be huge for Washburn Rule, absolutely huge.
Murph gets the handoff on first and 10 up to the 18 for two. And Emporia High can stop the clock three times, but I don't know if Coach Caden Glensman wants to do that at all. But Murph has 131 yards rushing as the clock goes under a minute.
Yeah, that's just been the story of the game exactly. Rushing yards for Topeka High.
Yep.
Yes, they did get their passing game going a little bit in the second half. But, I mean, main story, rushing yards. That's what rushing touchdowns is all they've gotten so far.
Well, the home losing streak will extend to over 2 years as Emporia High has not won a football game at Welch Stadium since September 24th of 2021 as Murph gets a loss back to the 15 for a loss of four. Sistos Bustos was in on the stop. And the final 15 seconds are going to tick off, and that'll do it. Emporia High led 10-6, but get shut out in half number two as Topeka High scores 33 unanswered as the Spartans drop to 0-4 on the season. And Topeka High improves to 1-3, 1-1 in the Centennial League, and the road for Emporia High the rest of the way does not get any easier.
Not at all.
39-10 is our final. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Prairieland Partners, Sean Deere post-game show. Spartans fall 39-10. This is Spartan football.